This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How transparency strengthens a leader's message. What happens when your team stops believing what you say? In short, a leader's transparent message is not built by saying everything. It is built by saying the right things clearly, consistently, and without spin. When leaders hide too much, their teams fill the silence with rumour and distrust. Transparency is not a character trait. It is a daily communication practice you can build and refine. The warning signs that your message has lost credibility are specific, observable, and fixable. Definition: a leader's transparent message is communication that gives your team enough honest context to trust your direction and act with confidence. It requires deliberate clarity, consistent candour, and the courage to name uncertainty rather than pretend it does not exist. 30 years of practice taught me this is a skill, not a personality type. A manager I once coached was certain her team respected her. Her presentations were polished. Her updates were timely. She answered every question with confidence. What she did not notice was that her team had stopped asking real questions. They nodded in meetings, then spent the next hour in a corridor working out what she actually meant. The trust had quietly drained away, and she could not see it because everything on the surface still looked professional. A leader's transparent message is easy to lose without realizing it. The warning signs do not announce themselves. They accumulate slowly, dressed up as other problems: low engagement, quiet meetings, decisions that never quite land. By the time the damage is visible, the gap between what you say and what your team believes has already widened into something that takes real work to close. Here is what I know after 6 decades of this work. You can fix it, but you have to see it first. Why the gap between intention and impact is so hard to spot. Leaders rarely set out to be opaque. Most of the communication failures I have seen came from good intentions, protecting the team from worry, keeping things simple, projecting confidence. These instincts are not wrong, but they become problems when they harden into habits. The other difficulty is that the people around you adjust to your style. They learn to read between the lines. They develop informal networks to fill the gaps your official communications leave. By the time you notice something is off, the workaround systems are already deeply embedded, and your team has quietly decided that your words are only a starting point for the real information they need. This is why the warning signs require a clear eye, not a defensive one. What follows is not a critique. It is a checklist for people who want to lead better. 6 signs your leadership voice has lost its transparency. 1. Your team asks questions about decisions you have already explained. What it looks like: you announce a change, hold a Q&A, and get a few polite questions. 2 weeks later, people are still asking the same questions through informal channels. Why it happens: the explanation you gave answered the what but skipped the why. People can accept almost any decision when they understand the reasoning behind it. Without that context, they keep searching. Why it matters: every repeated question is a signal that your message did not land. It also erodes efficiency because your team is spending energy on confusion rather than execution. What to do: before your next announcement, write 1 sentence that completes this thought. We made this decision because, read it aloud. If it sounds defensive or vague, write it until it is honest and clear. Here is the truth of it: if people are still asking the same question 2 weeks later, the answer you gave was not the answer they needed. 2. Meetings go quiet when you invite input. What it looks like: you ask for honest feedback or open questions. The room stays silent, or a few people offer safe, surface-level responses. The real conversation happens after the meeting ends. Why it happens: your team has learned, to experience, that speaking up carries some risk or simply does not change anything. This is really the result of 1 dramatic moment. It builds through dozens of small signals: a question deflected, a concern minimized, a suggestion ignored without acknowledgement. Why it matters: a leader without genuine feedback is navigating without instruments. You are making decisions on incomplete information, and your team knows it even if you do not. What to do: after your next meeting, pull 1 person aside and ask, what did people want to say but did not? Listen without defending yourself. What you hear will be more useful than anything that came up in the room. I spent years wondering why my best people went quiet. Turns out they had learned, through no single incident they could name, that the room was not safe enough for the real answer. 3. The information your team needs arrives too late to be useful. What it looks like. You share important updates after decisions have already been made or after the team needed them to plan. People find out about changes through unofficial channels before you tell them formally. Why it happens. Leaders often hold information until they feel certain, complete, or ready. The instinct is to protect the team from half-formed news. But the team is already sensing that something is in motion, and the silence is more unsettling than the incomplete truth. Why it matters. When your team consistently hears things first through rumour, they stop treating your official communications as primary sources. Your leadership voice loses its authority not because you lied, but because you were last. How transparency reduces workplace tension is directly tied to how early you speak, not just how honestly what to do. Establish a personal rule, share what you know, even if it is incomplete, and name what you do not know yet. Here is what we have decided. Here is what is still being worked out. I will update you by Thursday. This simple frame restores your position as the primary source. 4. Your message sounds different to different people, non-obvious. What it looks like. Two members of your team walk out of the same conversation with genuinely different understandings of what was said. You realize this only when their actions conflict. Why it happens. This one surprises most leaders. The problem is not dishonesty. It is inconsistency in how you frame the same information to different audiences. You instinctively soften the message for someone you know is anxious. You emphasize certainty with someone who needs direction. Over time, these small adjustments produce contradictory narratives. Why it matters. When your message shifts by audience, your team loses its shared understanding of direction. Worse, they notice the inconsistency and begin to question which version is real. Trust erodes not because you were unclear, but because you were too calibrated. What to do? Write the core of your message down before you communicate it widely. Use the same core language in every conversation, adapting only your tone, not your substance. A consistent message can be delivered with warmth to one person and directness to another without changing what it actually says. This one cost me more than I want to admit. I thought I was being sensitive to individuals. I was actually building a different story for every person I spoke to. 5. People seek informal confirmation before they act. What it looks like. After you communicate a decision or direction, where team members check informally with their peers or with your direct reports before they actually move. They are cross-referencing your message before trusting it. Why it happens. They have learned that your official communications do not always reflect the full picture. There may be caveats you mentioned to some people, but not others, or context that came out in smaller conversations after the big announcement. They are plugging the gaps. Why it matters. This behavior is a reliable indicator that your team does not fully trust the completeness of your message. It also creates delay, inconsistency, and fragmentation across teams. How leaders foster a culture of team synergy depends on shared, trusted information flowing from the top. Without it, each pocket of your team develops its own interpretation. What to do? Invite a follow-up into the open. Directly after a key communication, say, I know there will be questions I have not anticipated. Bring them to me directly. This signals that you want the confirmation seeking to happen face-to-face with you, not through the grapevine. 6. Your team manages up instead of speaking honestly. What it looks like. The people who report to you tell you things are fine when they are not. They frame problems as smaller than they are, or they wait until a situation is critical before raising it. You are consistently the last to know about the real state of things. Why it happens. They have calculated, consciously or not, that honesty carries more risk than silence. This calculation is based on real experiences, the time a concern was brushed off, the time a problem report was met with frustration rather than curiosity. Why it matters. A team that manages up is a team that has stopped trusting your leadership voice with the real information. You are receiving a curated version of reality, and your decisions are built on it. What to do? The next time someone brings you a problem, your first response should be curiosity, not solution. Tell me more. How long has this been building? What have you tried? This response, repeated consistently, changes the calculation they are making. The role of communication in meeting success starts with the psychological safety your team feels to raise real problems in the first place. 7. Your presence drops during uncertainty. What it looks like. When a restructure is announced, or a difficult decision is pending, you communicate less frequently rather than more. Your team hears from you less precisely when they most need to hear from you. Why it happens? Leaders pull back when they do not have clear answers. They fear that speaking without certainty will appear weak, so they wait until the picture is clearer. But silence reads as absence, and absence reads as abandonment. Why it matters? Your team will interpret your silence as a signal. They will fill it with worst-case assumptions, and those assumptions will spread faster than any official communication can correct. How to sustain team synergy during leadership transitions and restructuring requires you to stay visible and vocal even when your answers are incomplete. Equally, how leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces makes this challenge even more acute when you cannot be physically present. What to do? Commit to a minimum communication cadence during periods of uncertainty, a brief update every 2 to 3 days, even if the update is simply, "Here is where we are. Here is what we still do not know. I will be back to you by Friday." Predictable presence is more powerful than perfect information. The root cause beneath all of it. These 7 signs come from different places, but they share a single root. Leaders conflate transparency with vulnerability. They carry an unspoken belief that admitting uncertainty, explaining reasoning, or naming complexity will undermine the confidence their team needs in them. So they perform certainty they do not have, withhold information they think might worry people, and calibrate messages to manage perception rather than build understanding. The result is a leadership voice that sounds confident, but lacks substance. Your team hears the confidence and senses the gap. Over time, they stop leaning on your words and start relying on what they can verify themselves. This is not a character flaw. It is a learned pattern, usually absorbed from leaders who model the same behavior, but it can be unlearned. And the first step is being able to see it clearly. A diagnostic checklist for your own leadership voice. Read each statement and answer yes or no based on what you've actually observed, not what you intend. When I announce a significant decision, I explain the reasoning behind it, not just the outcome. My team brings me problems early, before they become crises. People in different parts of my team have a consistent understanding of our current priorities. I communicate more frequently during uncertainty, not less. When I ask for input in a meeting, I receive genuine responses, not just polite agreement. My team hears significant news from me before they hear it informally. I use the same core message across different conversations rather than adjusting the substance for each audience. Scoring. 6 or 7 yes answers, your leadership voice is carrying genuine transparency. 4 or 5, you have the foundations, but real gaps are beginning to form. 3 or fewer, your team is almost certainly working around your message rather than with it, and it is worth addressing this directly before the gap widens. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to start? You do not need to overhaul everything at once. The most direct first move is to repair the communication pattern your team experiences most often. If your meetings go quiet, start there. Before your next session, write down 2 specific questions you genuinely do not know the answer to, and ask them. Signal that uncertainty is welcome in the room. If information consistently arrives late, commit to 1 early communication this week, even if it is incomplete. Name what you know and what you're still working out. If people are telling you things are fine when they are not, start 1 conversation this week with, "I suspect there's more to this than you have told me, and I want to hear it." Then stay quiet and listen. For more practical tools to ground yourself in difficult conversations where transparency feels risky, the core framework gives you a clear structure to stay clear and direct under pressure. And if you're working with a manager who dismisses the very problems you're trying to name, the value method will help you advocate without losing your ground. The work of building a leader's transparent message is not a single conversation. It is a practice built through consistency, honesty, and the courage to speak clearly even when the picture is incomplete. Start with the 1 thing on this list your team would most recognize. That is enough for today. Frequently asked questions. What is a leader transparent message? A leader transparent message is communication that gives your team enough honest context to trust your direction and act with confidence. It does not mean sharing everything. It means sharing what matters, clearly and directly, without spin or artificial polish that leaves your team guessing at the real picture. How do you strengthen a leader's message through transparency? You strengthen a leader's transparent message by closing the gap between what you know and what your team hears. Name the uncertainty when it exists, explain the reasoning behind decisions, and invite questions openly. Over time, this consistency builds the trust that makes your words carry real weight. What are the warning signs that a leader's message lacks transparency? Common signs include teams that go quiet in meetings, rumors spreading faster than official updates, low engagement with your communications, and people asking indirect questions to fill gaps you left unfilled. These patterns signal that your team is working around your message rather than with it. Can being too open as a leader damage your credibility? Yes, a leader's transparent message requires judgment, not disclosure of everything. Sharing unprocessed fears, half-formed decisions, or information that creates panic without context can undermine your authority. Transparency means giving your team what they need to trust you, not burdening them with every uncertainty you carry. Why do leaders avoid transparency even when it would help? Most leaders avoid transparency because they confuse it with weakness. They fear that admitting uncertainty will erode confidence or that explaining their reasoning invites challenge. In reality, the opposite is true. A leader who names what is hard and explains their thinking earns far more trust than one who performs certainty they do not have. How does transparency in leadership affect team performance? When your team trusts your message, they make better decisions independently, raise problems earlier, and stay aligned under pressure. Without that trust, they second-guess direction, withhold concerns, and wait for informal signals rather than acting on what you say. Transparent leadership reduces friction and increases collective momentum. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickforum.com to get your copy.